Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
What's the day? What's the day? What's the day today? It's the 31st of May. Nicoli, Nicola, it's the last day of the month. Then we'll be into June very soon.
June.
Yeah, June tomorrow, isn't it? All right, June, we've gone from May. May's a name, isn't it, really? And April.
Hey,
They're all names, really, aren't they? April is a name. Some people call April. What's the worst month of the year to have as a name? October wouldn't be very good, would it?
Nobody's called October, but nobody wants to be called November either, really.
November, December, yeah, they're not good. But April's quite nice. May's quite nice. June's quite nice. Julie. June, Julie. okay. So, yeah. But January, Jan. All right, Jan. Yeah, January's quite nice. If you say to someone, what's your name? Jan. And say, what is short for you? Assume it's Janet, wouldn't you, or something. But imagine if they said it's January. Say, oh, it's quite nice. In fact, January's better than Jan, I suppose.
Because when I think of June, I think of, have you been watching The Handmaid's Tale?
No, I haven't. But June, and do you know what? It's odd, isn't it? I mean, there are, if we go into this deeper, we'll get on the charts in a bit, sorry, if you're tuning in. We're just waiting for people to join us, if they will, ever. But it's funny. Certain months of the year are names of a lady of a certain generation, certain age, aren't they? Jan and June, they're all got to be in their 60s, I suppose, or later than that, haven't they? June, Jan. But then you probably get ones like April. That's probably quite a young name, isn't it? I don't know how many people call April, but I imagine it is a female name, isn't it? April, is it?
Oh, yeah, people are called April.
Yeah, no one's called October. Hey, October, come here! Okay.
good one.
Let's look on to the news here. So Highland Natural Resources had one of the most popular RNSs on Vox Markets today, and that's why it's one of our charts. So the exploration of nitrogen reserves for DT Ultravert. So that's their technology and all that stuff. So anyway, Nicola, HNR,
yes.
On the ticker, hopefully in the middle of the podcast very soon, HNR. What do you reckon on HNR?
Well, I was a bit disappointed in HNR because it had. I'm looking at a weekly chart, and we had really good weekly support from the lows. The lows are from September 2017, which was also the spike highs from February 2016, and we looked like we were setting up a weekly double bottom. We bounced off the level at the end of April, and then in May we kind of went sideways above the level, and this week we've lost it, unfortunately. But I see really good support for this at 17.5, and 17.5 is not just the measured move from the highs in November, but it's also that opening week high from when this stock was launched in March 2015. So watch and see if we can find some support around 17.5. I think it'll be a good level.
Okay, lovely stuff.
Until then, I'm afraid we're in a downtrend.
Okay, not so much lovely stuff. Kodal Minerals keeps coming out with excellent lithium-grade results from their drilling campaign. They're infill drilling. This means, basically, when you've got to define a resource, see how big the resource is, you do outstep drilling. That means you drill out. But then, actually, to get more confidence in the grade and what it's like, the actual core there, you do infill. That means, say you normally space. When you first start drilling, you do, every 100 metres, you do a drill hole. Well, now they're going down to, 50 metres, so in between those, so they can understand and get more confidence, and so they can almost take that resource from a inferred up to indicated and measured. But it's looking good, and they're up today, and I think there's a bit of a seller in there, because every time it goes up, they start coming back down, and I can see a couple of sells going through today on that news, which is quite annoying, but once the seller clears, hopefully it'll start flying. But yet, I think, just 10 million market cap, lithium, and they will have a resource out, a compliant resource for JORC or NI 43101 after summer. What do you reckon, Nick, on COD? Good COD!
I think that this is a really good level at 0.15. And 0.15, you know, when we dipped below it in December, we rallied pretty sharply. Then we retested it 2 days running, a bit of a double bottom in April. And, you know, we're hovering around this level now, but it doesn't feel like it really wants to lose it. If we do lose it, I'm afraid that the next support I see is around... I don't think the round number one will hold it. I think it's a little bit lower, around 0.95. And I have to look back to 2016 for those levels. But yeah, 0.95 if we don't. But I think there's a good chance that we hold on. You know, the RSI is right down there. We're starting to see some bullish divergence on the RSI. That's when the oscillator makes a higher low and price is making a lower low. It's usually a sign that the sellers are running out of steam and we're going to see a rally. So the first confirmation that we're going to be doing that is a close above the 20 moving average and above 0.158. I think then we should see some upward movement and follow through.
Okay. Well, let me... Listen, there's an interesting dynamic here because you've got a seller in there selling this stock, right?
Right.
So the share price is going down, but Kodal Minerals themselves are unlocking or they're de-risking the project by developing it, you know, because obviously that's lithium's in the ground there, so they're just drilling in, taking samples, and the more they know about that, the more chance they're building a nice resource, and it's looking good so far. So even though they're de-risking the project, the share price is going down, which shouldn't be the case, but that is, and that can be, if you've done your research and are confident, that can be an opportunity for investors. But I would definitely, you know, do some research on COD, because it's a lithium, like a lithium is going to be in demand for several years.
I think we're down today, but you know, we're not down below last week's low, really. We've had 5 days of trading sideways, not really going anywhere, so let's see.
Okay, all right. Next one is... Motif Bio, and they announced today that the Chief Executive Officer, Graham Lumsden, who I've chatted to many a time, is going to be giving a company presentation at the Jefferies Global Healthcare Conference in New York, USA, on the 8th of June, 2018. All right, come on down, Graham. So what do you reckon?
Was there no other news today?
MTFB, but that's quite a big conference. Apparently, it's just, you know, if you're asked to present at that, then you're in the you're in the who's who of the what's what. Who knows? MTFB, what do you reckon, Nick?
So I'd like to say that I'm looking at a weekly chart of this if people are looking along, and I'd like to say that we're in a downtrend, but we're not really. If you look, we had the sharp rally in September last year, and then since then we've gone sideways. How do you absolutely know you're going sideways? Because your moving averages are completely flat and at the same price, and in this stock they are completely flat altogether and at 34 in the weekly here. So 34 is what we've got to get above to confirm a bullish reversal. So now we need to see, well, where are we going to find support? Well, if we connect the lows that we made in November and the lows that we made in March, then we're coming up on that support, which is around the round number 30. And also, if I draw a trend line from the 2016 lows, starting with the end of November, and then I connect March 2017 and then September 2017, you can see that all lines up with that trend line as well, around 2970 to 30. So that's where I'm looking for support to come in and a bounce, and that's the bottom of the range.
Okay, I see.
I would only get really bearish this one below 29. I do think that it's a really strong confluence of support and look for it to hold. But if we do drop there, then the next support is at 25.
I see. Okay. Next one is also one of the most liked RNSs from Rehobold Resources. And they announced the final tranche. Yes, a tranche of investment in Corallian Energy. It's funny how people say use the word tranche in certain scenarios. Tranche is more formal, more exquisite. Now, slice you could use also, but you wouldn't say, would you like a tranche of cake? Would you like a tranche of cake, Nicola? It's a slice of cake, isn't it? But it's a tranche as an inventor. So tranche and slice is a little bit more, you know, sophisticated tranche, isn't it? I'm going to say that in future. Would you like a tranche of cake? Nick, what do you reckon on Rehobold RBD?
So, you know, the last couple of years when we looked at this, we would say every time there's a seller at one, and every time we got back to that big round number one, they would sell. So obviously on any rally that we're looking for here, we're looking for that round number one as a target. And I think that it looks okay. So we had a long sideways range, February, March, April. And the highs of that range were around 0.725. And then we broke above it a week ago. And now I'm looking for 0.72, 0.75 to hold as support today if we're going to keep going higher. We're pulling back to test support. I'm kind of looking down on these lower time frames to see if we can turn up higher from here. But that would kind of be encouraging. If we hold above 7.7, I think that we can continue to rally to 0.1. But that is such major resistance in this stock. You know, I'd really get excited above that round number one, because then we go for shorter 1.5.
Rheinbold, right, have two CEOs, co-CEO. They have Sachin Ozer, I think it was his call on the tranche, I think the word. But I always find that odd, two CEOs, because I just think, you know, you've got a desk there, you've got to put two seats next to each other, and they both can't get their legs under, can they? And I think that there is always an issue. So that's
what is
why
it they say you can't ride two horses with one arse.
Well, exactly. It's that kind of situation. So sooner or later, one's going to have to do something. But what I do like, they now hold 32.9% of Corallian, which is not a listed oil and gas operator in the UK, and that consists of two wells that this year are quite active, namely Coulter, which I have interest in via United Oil and Gas, and Wickwell, which I have interest in via Upland. So two decent prospects there going to be drilled this year. So very interesting indeed. RBD, is that? Anyway, next one is... Oh, I've lost it.
UK Oil and Gas.
UK Oil and Gas, yes. This is a love-hate relationship people have with this stock. I mean, it did hit the headlines in 2014, I think. People make a lot of money as the Gatwick Gusher, when they said 100 billion barrels of oil is under Gatwick Airport.
I remember that.
I don't know who's storing them there, but I just imagine barrels, but it's not like that. But, the thing is, can they be accessed? Are they commercially viable? We're still sort of finding out, and it's taken a while. But on that, we've had spikes and lows and highs and lows and lots of fundraisers in between. But there's still quite a support for UKOG. What do you reckon, Nicola?
UKOG made a double bottom in March, and the confirmation level that we had to close above to see continuation and a measured target from that double bottom, the level that we had to close above was 1.64, and we couldn't do it. We tried a couple of times around the 9th, 10th of April, couldn't do it, and we've held below. So our confirmation level that we're going higher is going to be 1.64. Since that high that we made on the 9th of April, we've gone sideways in a kind of declining wedge. This is usually a bullish pattern. So I am looking for a breakout to the upside. Above 1.58, if you want to set a price alarm, that will tell you that it's breaking out to the upside. Above 1.64 confirms, and then we can go to our sort of double bottom target, and that's going to take us to, you know, we're around 2.27, I think, 2.3, I'd be looking for, and that's halfway back of the drop. That's a very common place. If we continue above 2.3, I'm going to look for 3.3, 3.35, and the highs that we made in February.
Okay.
And that would take us back to the 200-day moving average as well. So a little bit higher, maybe 3.5. 3.3, 3.5, and the 200-day moving average. But first target for sure, 2.2. But only if we can break out of this consolidation sideways range to the upside.
Yes, yes, I see. Right, Mobile Streams is a request. Moz, MOS, they've had no news out, I think, for a while, actually. So... apart from the first...
Yeah, now let's start with this one. Let's start with this one on the weekly. Because on the weekly, this is a pretty nice retest of the lows from 2008 and a recovery. You know, we really only had 1 week looking underneath, and now we've got a pretty decent recovery. What we need to do is reverse the trend. So on our daily chart here, you can see that since we've rallied off the lows, you know, when we're in a downtrend, you see a sharp down move and then sideways consolidation, and then you'll see another sharp down move. And a good sign that you've reversed that trend is when you start seeing it the other way. So in Mobile Streams, we see a sharp rally off the lows and then a sideways pullback that doesn't make a new low, and then you do another sharp up move, sideways consolidate, and so on. So I like this. We've flipped our daily bullish moving average averages. We've got our 20 above the 50. As long as these hold now, which they are, and they have done for the last week, we just need some momentum to kick this one higher. I think that we can carry on to 2.17, but we've got trend line resistance a little bit higher around 2.5. We've definitely broken out and have reversed the trend if we can get above those. 2.35 would do it for sure, because that would put us above the 200-day moving average as well.
Okay, well, that's lovely, Nicola. Thank you for your...
So lots of good signs in this one. Maybe I see signs of accumulation.
You paused.
I know.
You paused.
I'm not going to speak again.
Because that pause, you know what that pause is, Nicola?
I've just ruined everybody's ears.
What? No, that's my introduction. You finish, that I start talking, then you talk again.
I know.
And I think, what's going on here? And then I stop, and we say, so that's what pausing is, yeah? You don't need that big a breath, Nicola, do you? Or do you?
No.
Big breaths. That reminds me of a joke. Anyway.
I have big tanks.
Yeah. Hello, Adrian Locke. Yeah.
Hello,
all right.
Adrian. Listening, a fan.
Listening live.
Finally, you have a viewer.
Yeah, live and direct on Facebook. Okay, this is going to the podcast later, and you can see the videos. Video is going to YouTube. You can see those, of course, both of those. You can listen, or you can just watch the video at voxmarkets.co.uk/.
Blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.